Appendix E. Training Meetings. Overview. Training meetings review training just conducted, discuss planning for future events, and provide a platform for the commander to issue training guidance. Additionally, training meetings facilitate the flow of training information and coordination among unit leaders. Training meeting how-to videos are available on the Army Training Network, ATN. At https://atn.army.mil. Brigade and Battalion Training Meetings. Regular Army and Reserve Component, RC brigades, serving on active duty conduct training meetings monthly, and battalions conduct training meetings and training support meetings each week or biweekly at a minimum. At these echelons, commanders refine mid-range training guidance, plans, and training calendars. They focus on overall long-range training plan progress and ensure training resources for subordinate organizations are resourced. Commanders also monitor and aggressively eliminate potential training distractors that may impede planned training. Attendees at these echelons include Commander, Deputy Commander, Brigade Level, Unit Dependent, Executive Officer, Command Sergeant Major, Battalion Commanders and Command Sergeants Major, at brigade level, and company commanders and first sergeants at battalion level. All primary coordinating staff, such as the personnel staff officer, intelligence staff officer, and operations staff officer, key staff officers, and non-commissioned officers, NCOs, supporting and supported unit representatives, installation support representatives as required, such as the installation directorate of plans, training, mobilization, and security. The agenda items covered at brigade and battalion training meetings include Training Proficiency Overview, Training Conducted, Previous Month, Training Planned and Not Conducted, and Why, Training Highlights, to include training events for the next 45 days down to company level. Subordinate commanders in coordination with the operations staff officer nominate these highlights. Installation Training Resource Conferences, scheduled for the next 60 to 90 days, and the status of training resource requests. Staff training projected for the next 45 days. Leader development planning. Issues affecting the resourcing of subordinate unit training. Commander's mid-range, semi-annual and quarterly training guidance. Company training meetings. Company, troop, and battery training meetings are the center of gravity of unit training management. Regular Army and RC units serving on active duty conduct training meetings weekly. RC units conduct training meetings monthly. They occur at the same time every week or month and are routine to the company training schedule. Training and only training is discussed. Successful training meetings focus on Training Proficiency Overview, Training Just Conducted, Previous Week. Subordinate feedback from training just conducted is critical to the commander to better assess the unit's training proficiencies. The commander uses feedback to refine training plans and training guidance. Feedback includes observations, after-action review results, completed evaluator training and evaluation outlines. See Chapter 5 for training and evaluation outlines. Other sources of feedback available to the commander. The company's leader development planning for training events, focusing on leader development goals and objectives. Mid-range planning and preparations, T-16 to T-7. Short-range planning and preparations, T-6 to T. And commander's short-range training guidance. Participants. Leader participation is essential for a successful company training meeting. The following paragraphs specify the participants and their responsibilities. Company Commander. The commander runs the training meeting and ensures the meeting agenda is followed. The commander begins the meeting by reviewing the current assessment of unit mission essential tasks, reviews upcoming major training events, and reviews the organization's training schedules. The commander provides short-range training guidance for upcoming events and confirms the status of requested training resources. Executive Officer. In the absence of the commander, the executive officer runs the training meeting. This officer also coordinates training for all soldiers in sections or attachments without platoon leaders or platoon sergeants. The executive officer provides the status of resources to support upcoming events and identifies resource issues affecting training. Additionally, the executive officer identifies any new resource requirements. First Sergeant. The first sergeant reports on soldier, crew, and small team task proficiencies. The first sergeant provides guidance and advice on training plans and reviews pre-execution checks. Additionally, the first sergeant actively participates in the development of training plans for platoons, battle tasks, and identification of resource requirements. The first sergeant advises the commander on the approval of individual soldier tasks for planned opportunity training. The first sergeant also discusses the status of sergeant's time training, known as STT. Platoon leader. Platoon leaders plan and manage platoon training. They provide feedback on training conducted and provide recommendations on future training events. Platoon sergeant. Platoon sergeants assist their platoon leaders in planning and managing platoon training. In conjunction with their platoon leaders, they provide feedback on training conducted and provide recommendations on future training events. Key staff, non-commissioned officers. Higher echelon staff NCOs attend training meetings as necessary. They advise the company commander on the status of specialized training. For example, the battalion master gunner works with the company master gunner and first sergeant to track individual and crew-served weapons qualifications and helps leaders with gunnery qualification requirements. Other key battalion or brigade NCOs identify and advise company leaders on opportunities to integrate specialized training into upcoming events. Supporting maintenance personnel. Supporting maintenance personnel work with the commander and executive officer ensuring timely support is provided. Maintenance personnel provide input on the status of maintenance training, recommend maintenance training, and inform the commander of scheduled services and inspections that may impact training. Additionally, supporting maintenance personnel may advise the commander on maintenance training requirements. Supply sergeant. Supply sergeants provide input on supply-related issues, inspections, and inventories. Supply sergeants also work with the executive officer and first sergeant to coordinate necessary support from outside sources. They assist the executive officer and first sergeant in identifying, coordinating, and resourcing logistic support. Attached and other support leaders. Other leaders attend training meetings to coordinate their training efforts with those of the company. For example, the leader of an attached radar section may attend the meeting. Habitual attachments, such as medics or fire support personnel, should also attend. These leaders provide their evaluation of tasks and battle drills previously trained. Scheduling training meetings. Commanders prioritize training meetings and conduct them on the same day and time each week. This regularity provides predictability to training. Company leaders conduct training meetings in any environment, at home, station, or deployed. They are also conducted regardless of the time management cycle the unit is in, green, amber, or red. Leaders consider several factors before selecting a time to conduct training meetings. Main considerations include enabling leaders to attend, minimizing training disruptions, allowing subordinate leaders time to prepare, adhering to local policy. RC commanders should conduct training meetings during regularly scheduled drill periods unless the commander designates otherwise. Platoon training meetings. Platoon leaders conduct platoon training meetings to coordinate the training efforts of the platoon. Platoon meetings have three objectives. Gather information from subordinate leaders on the training proficiency of battle tasks, soldier individual tasks, and battle drill proficiencies. Discuss preparations for upcoming training. Solicit ideas for future training requirements. Platoon training meetings are organized like company training meetings, only less formal in nature. They are conducted every week, every month, or RC, prior to the company training meeting, and generally last no more than 30 minutes. A typical list of attendees for a platoon meeting include platoon leader, platoon sergeant, squad leaders, section, team, or crew leaders. The platoon sergeant ensures that all NCOs are prepared for the meeting. This means everyone is on time and properly equipped. At a minimum, NCOs come prepared and bring the following: leader book, paper and writing utensil, training schedules, calendar. Agenda. Platoons follow an agenda, allowing for a quick and efficient meeting. An example of a platoon training meeting agenda includes Squad Training Situation Report, SITREP, Platoon Leaders Training SITREP, Preparations for Training, Future Training, Platoon Training Guidance, Opportunity Training Focus Areas. Squad or Section Training Situation Report. Squad leaders give the platoon leader their current training SITREP since the last platoon meeting. The report focuses on the current proficiencies of squad or section battle tasks. This does not need to be an elaborate briefing. Since the platoon leader normally attends all training, squad leaders only have to highlight what went right and what went wrong for the squad. The purpose of the squad or section training SITREP is to get honest input directly from the first line leader. If the squad can perform tasks to standard, then the leader needs to state that during the discussion. If the squad leader feels the squad cannot perform a task to standard, then the leader needs to state that. The squad or section leader must establish an atmosphere of open dialogue. Platoon Leaders Training Evaluation. Once done with squad SITREPs, the platoon leader provides an evaluation as a SITREP of the platoon battle tasks that support the company's prioritized mission essential tasks. This evaluation includes platoon weapon systems proficiencies. This SITREP is based on squad evaluations, personal observations, and discussions with the platoon sergeant. Other leaders then update their leader books with the appropriate new entry for battle task and weapons proficiency. Elements of the platoon training SITREP include current platoon battle task, weapons qualification, and collective task proficiencies, a plan to improve or sustain as necessary. Planning for training. After the platoon leader has developed and received approval for a training plan, the platoon leader and platoon sergeant see that the platoon thoroughly plans for and executes training. In this capacity, the platoon sergeant must personally ensure pre-execution checks are completed and that nothing that could affect the quality of the training is left to chance. To prepare for quality training, the platoon sergeant ensures that NCOs prepare themselves, prepare the training resources, training aids, devices, simulators, and simulations, known as TADS. Prepare training support personnel, such as the opposing forces. Prepare their soldiers, prerequisite training. Much of this review is discussed one-on-one between the platoon sergeant and the primary NCO trainer. However, during the platoon meeting, squad leaders brief specifics of their training covering at a minimum key pre-execution checks, rehearsal plan, homework requirements, any unresolved issues. Platoon sergeants maintain the tempo of the meeting by prompting squad leaders with questions and suggestions on the training being discussed. Like training meetings at other echelons, platoon sergeants keep the meeting from straying to other issues and focus it solely on platoon training. Platoon Training Guidance. Although command guidance is generally passed to subordinates as soon as it is received, the platoon meeting is a good time for a recap. The platoon leader briefs new training guidance or command directives. The platoon sergeant then covers any specific guidance from the first sergeant or command sergeant major. Opportunity Training Focus Areas. Platoon leaders use platoon training meetings to obtain input from subordinate leaders on tasks that require improvement or need to be sustained. Opportunity training gives leaders confidence that they are using their training time more effectively and efficiently. Tips for a successful meeting. Good, efficient meetings come in many shapes and forms. The following techniques apply to all types of platoons, both regular Army and RC. Conduct the meeting at the same time and place each week and make attendance mandatory. Enforce the use of leader books. Listen when time to listen. Confirm the status of upcoming training events. Pre-combat checks and pre-combat inspections. Do not wait until the meeting to conduct essential coordination. Focus on training issues and leave administrative details until after the meeting. Manage training events. Training events can be managed using the T-Week framework. This is a planning technique that identifies actions and activities to accomplish prior to each training event. T-Week is the week of training execution. T-6 represents activities 6 weeks prior to execution. Units develop and tailor their own T-Week actions and timelines based on local command and installation requirements. Training resource tracking. Tracking training resources using the T-Week framework is key to coordinating and managing the actions necessary to ensure training resources are available when training begins. Assigning responsibility for and tracking each training resource requires constant attention. Situational training exercise. As a short, limited exercise, a situational training exercise, known as STX, is driven by scenarios and missions. Situational training exercises are designed to train one collective task, or a group of related tasks or battle drills, through practice.